The research of Hugo Franz Salm Reifescheid in the environs of his chateau in Rajec-Nadsvitovo, with a focus on speleology. The passion for natural sciences, which was so characteristic of the life of Hugo Franz Altgrave Salm Reifescheid, 1776-1836, was particularly apparent in the fields of chemistry, metallurgy, mineralogy, and speleology. He was strongly influenced by the legacy of Johann Nepomuk von Mitrovsky. Not only did he acquire a part of his mineralogical collections, but he also made direct reference to Mitrovsky in his proposal for the establishment of the Francis Museum, later the Moravian Museum, in 1816, as Salm Reifescheid considered him the originator of the science boom in Moravia. The Count supported the Francis Museum by donating a number of mineralogical exhibits and was also one of its co-founders. Salm Reifescheid was a truly passionate collector, gathering minerals during his many journeys, and even went down the silver mines in Příbram to search through the wastes for rare minerals, e.g. goethite and valentinite. His mineralogical collection was said to be one of the largest and most beautiful in Moravia. It is likely that his passion for mineralogy was also the source of his interest in caves and speleology, stimulated by his father, Karl Josef Salm Reifescheid. Not only did Hugo Franz explore a number of caves himself, but he also did a great deal to support further investigation of them. His research was inspired by a number of experts, such as the geologist, metallurgist, and chemist Karl Ludwig von Reichenbach, and the pedagogue and naturalist Christian Karl André. It was also on his behalf that the first map of Slopske Caves was drawn by Karl Zuse in around 1800. In 1802, the Count embarked on a speleological expedition to the Roditske sinkhole, where he tried to explore the vast depths of the cave by water along the Jedovnitsky stream. The expedition was too difficult to continue, yet even so was partially successful, as it was discovered that the Roditske sinkhole was connected to the stream that emerged by Beachy Skala Cave. Chaff was poured into the water at the sinkhole, which was later found in the water flowing out from underground at Beachy Skala Cave. His second expedition in 1810 proceeded via dry land, and although he ventured as deep as 40 meters into the abyss, he did not reach the bottom, as his rope ladders were not long enough to proceed any further. It was here that Hugo Franz Salm Reifescheid almost lost his life. The Count also spent a great deal of time thinking about the possibility that the Slopske Caves might be connected to the Matsocha Gorge by the Punkvar underground river. In 1808, he therefore ventured on an exploratory expedition to the bottom of Matsocha Gorge, during which he discovered, and was the first to describe, the Tramovar Cave. It was with the same degree of enthusiasm that the Count also explored Vipustek, a cave that was very difficult to access in around 1814. In order to find his way back, he strewed chaff and trailed twine behind him, but even so, was unable to explore the whole of the cave. He used around 7,590 meters of twine and bricked up or filled in dangerous parts that were at risk of falling through or collapsing. These places have never been revealed since. In the field of chemistry, the Count conducted analyses of organic poisons, arsenic, phosphorus, and opium. In France, he also keenly devoted himself to the study of animal magnetism. His factories made mathematical, physical, astronomical, geodetic, and other measuring instruments. He also produced presses for wine and oil, and printing, shredding, drilling, cutting, and steam machines. However, the most famous to this day are the Salmovi Železarni, Salm Ironworks. Hugo Franz Salm Reifescheid owned Rajec-Nadsvitovo, formerly Rates, Chateau, which since 1811 have housed the aforementioned mineralogical collection and his extensive natural sciences and hermetic library.